This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. How y'all doing out there? 5 minutes past the hour on this beautiful December 6th, Saturday. Hopefully everybody is loving the crisp, cool Christmas season that we're coming into. Although where I live, it's still kind of warm, but we got some rain, so I'm pretty excited about that. We got a lot to talk about today, including the drought that they say is going to get worse in California, Southern United States, how that affects us. And I can't say everything else we're going to talk about today because I'm going to be giving you guys a pop quiz. So, but you guys have your reprieve. Hold on. We got a caller on the line. So you guys can start studying. Get your books out. Get your pencils out. Get ready for that pop quiz because we got a caller. You guys are so lucky we have a caller. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Robert on the line. Hey, Robert, how you doing?
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. I've been having a problem with my prostate, and about 6 months ago, my PSA level was at 4, and then my primary doctor sent me to a urologist, and it spiked to 8 a couple months ago.
Okay.
They checked me for prostate cancer a couple weeks ago. That came up negative. And last Wednesday, I went and they put a scope down my penis, and the urologist is recommending me having prostate surgery. He wasn't really clear on it because he's really busy. But what I'm scared of is the problems with ED after that surgery, and I wanted to know what your opinion is on that, the complications from prostate surgery.
Go ahead.
If I could find any type of natural cures or treatments before I have this surgery, uh-huh. I'd like to do everything I can to not.
I don't blame you. How scary. Robert, how old are you?
I'm 53.
Yeah, so you're only 53. You know, I find it interesting. You had a prostate biopsy a couple weeks ago. I mean, they took a bunch of different samples, and none of them came out cancerous?
Right. That's
Thank God.
Correct.
Okay, so then what I would probably do is, I know you said the doctor didn't have time to explain to you what type of surgery you need.
Right.
I would say you make that doctor sit down with you or find a new doctor.
Sure.
Because that's a scary thing for him to lay on you and then leave room, and we don't know if he's talking about a TURP, which is a transurethral resection where he's taking just partial, or if he's doing the whole prostatect. If he's taking out the whole prostate,
I don't think he's taking out the whole prostate. I think it's the TARP, but I'm not positive. But and the only reason why I know this is because what I've been reading online and stuff. I really wish he would spent more time with me, but after he did the scope, he basically was sitting on his deck and was walking out of the room and says, by the way, there's ejaculation problems you could have after this, plus you might go impotent. And then that was about it.
Of course. Until you're like, wait a second, I don't consent. Well, here's the thing. All right. The doctors will always have to tell you worst case scenario because you need to sign a consent before anything gets done. So, like, when I had to have my surgery, they said, look, you may be sterile. We may have to, you know, if we see cancer, we may have to take out everything. And I'm like, I'm consenting to this. I thought it was a small procedure. So he may just be doing that for consent purposes. If you're not having a red medical prostatectomy, your erectile dysfunction risk is going to be a lot less than having a TURP. The TURP, take it out part of the prostate so that you can urinate better and decreasing some of the extra tissue. Even though, yes, there can be side effects. I can't tell you exactly what the percentage would be. But it's not as radical as like the radical prostatectomy. So you need to sit down with them and go, really, what am I looking at? Because I feel fine. I know the PSA is up. You're suggesting this, but I don't want to have a lifelong disability. Keep me posted. Where do you live?
I sure will. I live in Los Angeles.
Okay. Okay, good. All right. And if you end up getting a second opinion, let me know, because I'll look up some recommendations for you out there, okay?
Sure. Okay.
All right.
And just one more quick question, if I can. I know you're busy. They have another treatment where they stick like a radio antenna in your prostate and it breaks down the prostate a little bit. I don't really understand it, but have you seen that kind of treatment?
I suggested it because a lot of people don't listen to the Dr. Dahlia show, so I suggested radio antennas being, you know, inserted. Maybe it'll help get the Dr. Dahlia show nationally. No, sometimes the radio frequency they use, it's another type of treatment that they do it's one of the other treatments that they can do. Unfortunately, I can't speak much on it. And I'm not sure if that would be an option for you because, again, I'm not sure what he's trying to fit. If he's just trying to treat a benign enlarged prostate, I'm not sure if that would be the first choice. The first choice would probably be the TURP. But you're right to explore other options and have somebody explain to you what the risks and benefits are of each, because maybe the radiotherapy that they would do would not be as drastic. Okay.
Right. And have you seen anybody get relief from like herbs and medicine for the prostate? I mean, is that something I should look into?
You know, saw palmetto, a lot of men use for that. We don't have enough data saying that that'll relieve the amount of pressure or it'll shrink the prostate to the degree as well as surgery would. Unfortunately, we don't have herbs doing as well. Many men are very faithful with their saw palmetto. They say it keeps their prostate at bay, but we just don't have enough studies and enough enough science behind it. Okay. Robert, thank you so much for calling.
Yeah. Thank you for your time. I really appreciate you talking to all you.
Anytime. I got nothing better to do. I love it. All right. Take care.
Yes,
all right.
You got
bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah. Come to think of it, guys, if I find out that you guys are not listening to my show, I'm gonna start recommending that. We will actually put a radio antenna because this is ridiculous. I mean, you know how hard it is for me to do a show 6 days a week? You guys realize that I am on air 6 days a week, and you know how many hours I use to prep, right? And I find out you guys aren't listening, I'm going to take that radio antenna and I'm going to shove it so far in where I think it needs to be to make you guys listen. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Get your number two pencils ready to go. We got a pop quiz. 1-877 Doc Dahlia.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
I know many of you want to know what happened to my album. I'm still working on it, an off-key Christmas. The problem is I've been singing on key. You know, my singing is just too good for the CD. And the CD is supposed to be called an off-key Christmas. So I'm working on it, guys. There are a couple things already out on YouTube that you can. I'm not charging for my CD. So there are already a couple pieces out there. But in order for it to be an off-key album, I need to sing off-key, and I just can't do it. I just continually sing on-key, you know, with my beautiful angelic voice. So it's kind of difficult to I don't want any false advertising or false marketing. So I'm working on it, guys. I'm working on it. Okay. Big thanks to Justice Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to John, who is working the dials. No, Justin's not here. It's John. Justin and I, we had a fight. You know, it was a real, very emotional. I cried just thinking about it. So unfortunately I can't go into what happened with me and Justin, but we have John. I gotta tell you, he's, a pretty good substitute. Okay. All right, I gotta behave. I'm gonna get fired. I'm gonna get fired. Okay, pop quiz, guys. Let's go, guys. Pop quiz. Here we go. All right. So these are questions. You should know the answers if you listen to my show. If you didn't listen to my show, you're gonna fail. Number one, true or false? The average vegetarian or vegan quits and turns back to eating meat. True or false? Okay, that's an easy one, guys. True or false? Number two, true or false? E-cigs have been found to be more carcinogenic than regular tobacco. True or false with that? I'm giving you guys like the easiest questions, man. Okay, now they're going to get a little harder. Number three, which of the following drugs is safe to use during pregnancy? Is it A, LSD? Is it B, PCP? Is it C, consuming a DVD? Or is it D, Tylenol? Which of the following drugs is safe to use during pregnancy? LSD, PCP, eating a DVD, or Tylenol? Number four, which of the following behaviors is acceptable at a holiday Christmas party? A, hitting on the boss's wife. B, interrupting the CEO's speech with multiple commentary. C, during a speech given by your boss thanking management, you screaming, "Who do I have to sleep with around here to get a thank you?" D, going up to people and wishing everyone a happy holiday. Or E, stealing the bottles of alcohol from behind the bar as you leave. Number five, true or false? A baby aspirin a day is dangerous for all women. True or false? I gotta tell you, if you guys don't pass this, I'm really concerned at my demographic I'm broadcasting to. Number six, true or false? Due to the flu shot not being 100% effective this flu season, it's a waste of time to even get. True or false? Seven, name three ways to relieve stress this holiday season. Three ways. I'm not going to stay here for 10 minutes, so write them quickly, shorthand. Three ways to relieve stress. Turn off the radio. No, turn on the radio. Okay, three ways to relieve stress. Okay, and then eight, who is the sexiest radio doctor on the planet? Okay? Not true or false. You fill in the blank. All right, pencils down. Drop your pencils. Drop your pants. I said pencils, not pants. Pencils. Drop your pencils. Let's go. Okay, let's look at the answers now. Okay, so number one, true or false? The average vegetarian vegan quits and turns back to eating meat. According to this one study, they say 84%. I think that's sad. I like vegetarians and vegans, but I like meat, so I can understand. But 84%, they say a vegetarian or vegans will go back to eating meat. And it's not beef they wanted, but it was chicken. That I found very, very fascinating, because me, it would be a rip-roaring piece of prime rib, like, you know, one of those Outback Steakhouse 16-ounce succulent medium prime rib, with the fat all marbled and the seasoning with the pepper on the side and the au jus. I would think it would be that, but no. Number two, true or false? E-cigs have been found to be more carcinogenic than regular tobacco. The answer to that, I'm going to give you guys both answers, true or false. Why? Because I'm in a good mood. Okay, the answer to the question should be true because we just had a study. However, it was just one study. So for those of you that want to stand on your high horse saying, no, tobacco's worse, I got to go with that also because I'm not a big fan of tobacco either. But there was a study that found that the benzene in the vapor given off that you were inhaling in with the e-cig could be possibly 10 times more carcinogenic than tobacco itself. Right now, Tylenol, okay? But they are planning on reclassifying the pregnancy drugs because it's really confusing, all right, as to what drug you can take and what you can't during pregnancy. Number four, which of the following behaviors is acceptable at a holiday Christmas party? For those who joined the Dr. Dahlia Show, I spent a significant amount of time yesterday telling you guys what is not appropriate at tonight's Christmas. I have a Christmas party tonight or next week or the week after's Christmas party. It is probably one of the deadliest occasions that happen, not in terms of deadly for your body or your physical health, even though, yeah, people will drunk drive after that. I think that's true. But also deadly for your career. What happens at these Christmas parties could possibly get you thrown in jail. So you need to really heed my advice. Which of the following is acceptable? Do you hit on the boss's wife? Do you interrupt the CEO's speech with commentary during the speech where somebody is thanking management? Do you go, wait a second, who the hell do we have to sleep with around here to get a thank you? Do you steal the bottles of alcohol as you leave, making your exit from behind the bar? No. You wish everybody a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, a Happy Holiday. That's what you're supposed to do, okay? And then just keep to yourself and get the hell out of the room as quickly as possible before you sleep with somebody that you shouldn't. Next, true or false? A baby aspirin a day is dangerous for all women. Obviously, the answer is false because it was one of those questions that had an all in it. Remember, I taught you guys how to do true or false questions. A baby aspirin a day may be dangerous for middle-aged women. Under 65, it may increase risk of GI bleed. So they're saying, look, talk to your doctor first. Okay, when you're over 65, it seems like it's still supposed to do the job it's supposed to do. But under 65, the risks may outweigh the benefit. Number six, true or false? The flu shot is not 100% effective this flu season, so it is a complete waste of time. The answer to that is false. The flu shot is never a waste of time, all right? And the flu shot is also never 100% effective. You dig? Okay, the flu shot is usually, what, maybe 67% effective? All right, so this year it came out that it was 48% effective. No! All right, but, okay, well, you know what, let's finish the quiz because I know we're coming up on time. So I'll tell you guys what's going on with the flu shot. Seven, name three ways to relieve stress this holiday season. No, I will not take shoot the dog. Okay, three ways to relieve stress. Number one, okay, make sure you're eating. I'm going to throw this all in number one. I'll take any of these answers. Eating well, sleeping well, good diet, et cetera. But some of the other answers that I don't think you guys thought of that I hope you do think of, I'll give you. Like, you know, make sure you get in with your doctor early, okay, because a lot of doctors take off Christmas time. I don't, but a lot of other doctors do. And so for those of you who think you'll get in on October 26th, right, 5 days before your deductible, no, not going to happen. I've also given you guys a lot of advice on how to handle family coming over. We'll review that, okay? And then number eight, who is the sexiest radio doctor on the planet? Me. Well, all right. Okay. How'd you guys do? Tally it up. Okay. No, you couldn't have gotten 15 right. There were only 8 questions. All right. Well, hopefully you guys did well. But do you know why I give you guys these pop quizzes? No, it's not that I don't have any content. No, it's because I want to make sure that you guys are learning something. All right. I spend a lot of time doing the show, and I want to make sure you guys are learning something. If you don't learn something, then a lot of times on Saturday, I just rehash everything else, okay? When we come back for break, I want to quickly review what's going on with the flu shot. I also want to talk about what's going on with the pregnancy categories and what does that mean for you guys. And then I would really, really like to know some embarrassing stories that happened at Christmas parties. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Bring your questions, your comments, 1-877-362-3254.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We're talking about the stress of the holidays really quickly here. Pretty stressful for us in the Southwest United States. They say California, this drought that California has had, is, I guess, the worst it's been in 1,200 years. Not sure what data we have back from 1,200 years ago. you know, who kind of scribed this for us. But I'm sure they could tell, you know, how, you know, what happened, I guess, 1,200 years ago. But anyway, they say that scientists are looking for other, let's see, causes that we could maybe prevent, okay? Because right now, we humans are being blamed for this, okay? Not by California. I don't think California is blaming all of us. Who knows? Maybe they are. I don't know. I haven't lived in California for a while, so I don't know how mad they are at the human race. But, you know, this global warming topic that keeps resurfacing and climate change and how we humans are causing this has to people like me who are kind of scientific in nature, right? Because I, you know, majored and double majored and minored in chemistry and, you know, and I'm pretty religious myself too. I just am looking at pictures from this drought and I really don't understand how we as humans have done that. I know it's been suggested that we eat less meat because when we eat meat, we fart, I guess, more. All I know is if I eat vegetarian, I'm a lot more gassy. That's why I need Beano. So I don't think I'm to blame and my gas issues for this. They say scientists look at the cumulative effects of temperature, low precipitation, and other factors, said it all adds up to the worst conditions in more than a millennium. This is being reported by Mail Online. They also claim that the worst could be to come, with droughts almost certain to occur again in the future. Now, ever since I was a little girl, flying, if I had to take a trip east of where I live, okay, and I've always lived either in Phoenix, Arizona, Los Angeles, California, or Nevada, this little trifecta in the desert, okay? If you look outside your airplane window, if you're flying in my neck of the woods, and you see dried up riverbeds, and you see the Grand Canyon, and you see cracks between the mountains and no water in there, okay? Yet you fly over the Everglades in Florida or other parts of Florida that aren't a part of the Everglades, I see a shift. I see a shift of more water going towards the East Coast and the West Coast being more dry. Now, I'm not saying the land is shifting where the land is heavy and, you know, we're rising up and that's why we're dry, although maybe that's what's going on. I don't know much about plate tectonics and, you know, our geography and all the other stuff that I didn't pay attention to in school because I was too busy checking out the guys. But I just feel like the West is supposed to dry out. That is supposed to be the evolution of things, which is pretty frightening for me because I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and I don't ever plan on leaving Las Vegas, Nevada, and I want to make sure there's enough water. I want to build a little bitty garden. I want to grow some sage. I want to grow, and I want to know that I could turn on my little bubbler system, and I could be able to water some plants. But anybody flying over our neck of the woods sees that it's dry, and it looks like it's continuing to dry. We have one of the largest man-made lakes ever, Lake Mead. And I've been visiting Lake Mead since 1981. And as I stand, ever since I stood, you know, when I was, I don't know, how old was I? I was maybe, how old was I in 1981, 10 years old? When I was 10 years old, the water went up to my knees. Now if I stand in the same place, well, I am taller now. Yeah. Now, if I stand in the same place, the water hits my boobs. Okay. All right, well, you guys get the point. Okay, so we're supposed to dry out. All right, the study was done by the University of Minnesota and the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution said that warm, dry conditions have shrunk the supply of surface water from reservoirs, streams, and the Sierra Nevada snowpack in the state. Demand as people, farms has gone up. So I know we're using a lot more water. The Vegas boom and the Southwest boom and the Phoenix boom, I mean, has definitely increased our demand. The California, Apple Valley, Inland Empire, all that. But what's going on from a medical standpoint? Okay, how would that affect us medically? All right, well, having a drought, okay, and having a city that starts to have higher water prices, starts to have issues with growth where they have to slow growth. All right. I'm not so much worried about the plants. Okay. I think everybody who wants a medical marijuana will still get it. Okay. I think we know how to grow that in any condition these days. All right. And, but from an economy standpoint, I'm really nervous. And I like to look at everything as affecting the economy. And I know this isn't something that a lot of people talk about when it comes from climate to economy, but it really does matter. And I'm a little nervous. You know, when I talk to my family in New York, my husband's family in New York, they're like, well, how are you guys living out there with the drought? Are people moving? Well, no, nobody's moving. You know, we don't notice it. We just go home and we take our showers and we take our bubble baths and we just pay our high water bills. But it is an issue. And it just doesn't seem to make the headlines like everything else has been making the headlines later. And I'm not really sure as a doctor what I should be, you know, recommending, because this isn't something that is affecting us today or this week, but it's going to affect us soon. And I'm a little nervous about it. All right. Does that mean we have to stop eating meat? No. All right. Does it mean we have to, you know, vote for new legislation? I don't know, because I'm looking at weather and the planet as something a little bit more beyond what our congressman can handle. I just do. So just, you know, if I could kind of call, you know, people to arms and get people to kind of look and help the situation, please do so, because this is big. Okay, let's move on. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Public restrooms have been evaluated now, and it has come back that they are no germier than your home. All right? You may think that a public restroom is filthy, disgusting, and most are, but microbiologists have been tracking bacteria and viruses in 4 public restrooms and found that most of the bacteria present came from human skin and outdoor environments. Illnesses causing fecal bacteria were present in the restrooms, but represented less than 15%, they said, of the total bacteria population. So that would be what? E. coli, Klebsiella, that kind of thing. All right? They say fecal bacteria are less hardy than bacteria found on the skin. So they die faster. So stool-type excrement bacteria, and I know you guys are trying to eat your breakfast, I'm sorry, won't live as long as stuff that is a little bit more durable that could be on your skin. Why? Because any bacteria on your feces is in a very warm, mushy, moist environment, right? Have any of you guys looked inside your colon? Do so. It's extremely important. The inside of the colon, it's very dark, okay? I'm serious. It's dark, very moist because there's a lot of water, very secretory, very comfy, because the stool is soft and cushiony. Okay, well, compare that environment to your skin. It's dry. It's out, exposed to light. Okay? More arid. Not very cushy, unless there's a big pimple on there or something. But you see what I mean? So bacteria like soft, squishy, wet. They don't like dry. So that's what I think is going on. Okay? They say, despite this, they still don't recommend us licking the floor or the toilets of the bathroom. And the 5-second rule of a piece of sandwich falling on the toilet does not apply. No 5-second rule. Just throw it out. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the makers of Blockit Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blockit Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
She's a lion. She's a lion.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I got to go off subject for a second here. I, you know, I think I'm a pretty good parent. I'm pretty proud of myself. I think I've been a very, very good parent. Not parent of the year, but I'm good.
Well,
my kids have access to computers, but I oversee what they look at. Okay? I make sure I have an open relationship with them where they could talk to me about anything. Okay, risque, whatever. If they want to watch a movie that is going to have some adult content, I make sure that I'm there to supervise so I could translate, okay, or tell them to leave the room if there is something that I think is going to be inappropriate. And we have controls on their internet, and so I've been pretty proud of myself. So the boys tell me that they are going to be on their computer. I guess at school now, there's laptops and things like that, and they have school laptops. So I'm like, okay, that's very good. You're going to do homework. No, Mom, we're not going to do homework. We are going to be playing with our friends on the internet. And I'm like, well, what are you playing? No, just Pictionary. Oh, well, Pictionary. Well, that's, you know, some jolly good, clean, fun. Good. Go ahead. Go play Pictionary. You guys do that. Good boys. You're not looking at anything on YouTube. You're not looking at anything that could be risque. I'm happy. I'm going to go work on my reports. Good boys. Well, I decide last night to go and take a peek and hang out with them while they're playing Pictionary. Because that is, like I said, just some good, jolly, good, wholesome fun. And I peer in and I find out that kids these days don't play Pictionary the way you and I do. All right? Apparently, kids join other kids, so there's a whole bunch of them from school, and they're online, and I guess it's a Pictionary online thing where you are told a word, they don't know the word, and you have to draw that word. Paperclip, apple tree, brick. Well, it comes to find out what these kids are doing is they will draw body parts, appendages, maybe make fun of each other's mother, and then right before they run out of time, in the little bitty corner, they draw the paperclip or the brick. And they happen to think this is pretty funny. So I walk in there, and I see boobies. And I'm like, what kid is drawing that? Now, of course, my kids looked in horror, and they immediately tried to tell everybody else, my mom is here, stop. But by then, it was too late. I am looking at a hermaphroditic person with probably 10 times to scale what a testicle should look like. I don't know who this kid or who his mom is. And if his mom knows, he knows how to be that artistic. And, okay, mind you, he did draw the apple tree or the brick or whatever was supposed to be done. So he was playing Pictionary, but before that, he had to have all this dirty stuff. And I was wondering why my kids were enjoying Pictionary so much and giggling, because I never found Pictionary to be that much fun. Twister, yeah, but I'm not letting them play Twister. So I guess, parents, okay, before you get duped like I was, and your kid is playing something like Monopoly or Trivial Pursuit, and your kids are the ages of my kids, middle school and high school, I would say please peer in and just open up one eye and take a peek, because you are going to be pretty shocked by what you saw. Yes, I sat down both my kids and said whoever they were playing with are not good children, and that they were good children, and that I was worried that they were taught anatomy incorrectly, and so I'm going to make them do a book report on the male and female anatomy and why usually the body parts are not supposed to intertwine as that kid drew. I don't know. I think that kid was only like 9 years old. I'm pretty disturbed, but they got offline really fast when I walked into the room. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There's going to be some new drug labels to aid pregnant and nursing women because most of us don't understand the whole ABCDX categories. All right? Apparently, there's women who seem to take between 3 and 5 prescription drugs on average during their pregnancy. I'm kind of shocked. I was only on prenatals, but I have to admit, when you get sick and you go in and you need an antibiotic, or let's say you have depression issues or asthma issues, etc., that's when it starts to get a little bit more complicated. Sometimes you guys need medicine for high blood pressure. All right, so the grading system has been confusing. All right, and I've taught you guys the grading system, right? Category A. If a medication is category A for pregnancy, all right, and Tylenol had been, from what I understood, pretty much the only category A at the time when I was delivering babies, insulin was too. Adequate, well-controlled studies have shown that there's absolutely no risk to the fetus in the first trimester. No evidence of risk in later trimesters. So A is good, okay? But category B is what most of us get prescribed. If you get prescribed a Z-Pak, if you get prescribed some Robitussin, if you get prescribed, I think even Rhinocort Aqua, it's a nasal steroid, that's a B. What a category B means is they tested animals, and there's no risk to animal fetus. But they really haven't studied it in pregnant women. That's what a B means. A category C drug, like Zoloft, Sudafed, certain asthma inhalers are category C's. Many of us have had to take category C drugs in pregnancy. And what does that mean? Well, that means that in an animal study, they've actually seen adverse effects on the fetus. But there's no adequate and well-controlled studies in humans. But it's considered a category C if the pregnant woman really, really needs the medication, and there's potential benefits that will prompt them needing it. Like, for example, a pregnant woman who's asthmatic or maybe needs steroids, okay, because they may be going into preterm labor and the baby's lungs aren't mature, etc. Category D, like Xanax, Valium, etc., this is where we have seen human fetal risk, which is why you cannot be on those medications, okay, if you're pregnant. And but some people may have to be on a category D if the potential benefits may warrant use of the drug. And then category X is an absolutely hell to the no. You don't take it. Category X is like an Accutane, where studies on animals and humans have demonstrated fetal abnormalities, positive evidence of human fetal risk. So what happens is you go to your doctor, and the doctor says, okay, well, you know, I'll give you amoxicillin or Zithromax or B's categories. If you take Sudafed, it's a C. Well, can I take my Nasonex or my Flonase? The Flonase, I believe, I think Nasonex is a C. I have to double check. Rhinocort Aqua was a B, etc. And they're like, well, what the hell is the difference? Well, they're supposed to be safer in humans if they're B than a C. So anyway, they've decided to change that because that's pretty confusing, okay? So I don't know what they're changing it to, but they're going to. All right, there. See? You guys are learning a lot today. All right, what we didn't get to on the Dr. Dahlia Show was how to deal with the stress of the holidays. And I think we're going to hit that at another time because I need to give you guys some warnings about the holiday parties you guys are about to go to, okay? Be careful. You guys are going to be drinking, all right? The reason why people drink at the holiday party is because the alcohol is free. It's one of the very rare times throughout the year that alcohol, and we're talking the good alcohol, not just beer at a Super Bowl party. We're talking the good stuff. The spirits are open and free, right? Because of open bars at some of these parties. Please be careful out there, guys, okay? No drinking with your medications, no drinking with driving, and definitely no drinking when you listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, guys, you take care and have a good one.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.